name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to St. John's tonight. I wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas indeed, and God's blessings upon you in the new year to come. Christmas is a very special time for so many in our community. It is a time of coming together, of family, of setting time aside in crazy schedules to give each other our time and our gifts, and to come to church and hear the story of God becoming human in the person of Jesus Christ for the first time or the 100th. This Christmas story defines us by being the bedrock, the literal birth story of the one we name as Saviour and whose life and teachings we follow. I acknowledge that Christmas can also be a difficult time, and I send my love and I trust of everybody here to the members of the families of the some 50 people who died through the course of the year to date, and whose funeral and memorial services were held here in this parish church, and thus for whom Christmas is very different indeed this year. My heart goes out to you, and tonight I hope gives you much peace and joy in equal measure. Now, perhaps like you, I have mantelpieces at home that are currently covered in a wide variety of Christmas cards. My favourite this year, as if you have favourite Christmas cards, but you know, you have ones that you kind of like more than you do others. My favourite this year comes from my 15-year-old goddaughter, who gave my wife and I a Christmas card with Jesus on the front, which is pretty standard for Christmas cards that are given to clergy. But Jesus is an adult. He's dressed in jeans, sneakers, and wearing a Santa hat. And written in large letters across the top of the card is the phrase, "We're going to party like it's my birthday," which is to be sung to the tune of 50 Cent's epic dance floor anthem, "In the Club." "We're going to party like it's my birthday." I love it. And oddly, a couple of days after she gave me that card, which was a couple of weeks ago, it kind of established this musical Christmas theme for me, because I was on the tram and I watched a somewhat unusual fellow singing loudly to himself, a la Marilyn Monroe to President JFK, "Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you." I think he was singing to himself. Everybody was doing their best to ignore him. There are indeed many ways that we might express our Christmas good wishes, are there not? Well, here at St. John's, we do so in grand style with this beautifully decorated church, a celebration of Holy Communion, our prayers with profound readings from Scripture, this magnificent choir and brass musicians, and our wonderful organist, and I hope everyone here belting out our favourite carols. We are blessed to be here. We are blessed to be together, and we are blessed to be able to worship in peace. We do so at a time in our nation when not all our fellow Australians have this privilege, and a privilege it is. Our Jewish neighbours, friends, sisters and brothers, trying to celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of light, suffered the worst of what humans do to one another: the killing of children and adults while doing what we're doing now. praying and singing and being together. The events of Bondi are a stain upon the soul of Australia. And each of us, from the youngest to the oldest, now has a part to play in the healing of our nation, and especially the tearing out of the scourge of anti-Semitism and that base degradation of our fellow human beings, all of whom are made in the image of God. In the face of these awful events, we may well be traumatized and profoundly saddened. And I want to say tonight that Christmas shows us one very, very powerful way of moving forward. Because at Christmas we remember and we celebrate that in the person of Jesus, God shows up, literally, in human life and in history, right in the middle of messy humanity, with its joys and its pleasures, its grievances and its hatreds at the ready. Never forget that Jesus was born in a community within the iron grip of Roman Emperor Augustus's authoritarian rule, as St. Luke is at pains to point out in our gospel reading tonight. And Augustus's puppet prefects and tetrarchs, such as Herod Antipas, exacted heavy demands, taxes, obeisance, observance upon its citizens. Discrimination or death awaited those who did not comply. Never forget, too, that Jesus was Jewish, and he and his family were no stranger to extremism. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Matthew will tell us that Jesus will become a refugee before he turns 2, because he is forced to flee, like so many in our world, from perverted authority. In his case, bent on killing every little Jewish boy his age in a pogrom to kill him, the Messiah. Yet despite all of that, God shows up literally in the person of Jesus. Amidst the madness of it all, the heartbreak and the terror, God becomes human in that mess, in our mess. And he comes not as a persecutor, but the persecuted. He comes not as an emperor, but as an infant. He comes not as a king, but a servant. He comes on his own, no entourage, no palace, with flesh and blood parents like ours in Mary and Joseph. And we celebrate that he does so the same tonight. In Jesus, God shows up. And he does so tomorrow and the next day and the next. And in Jesus, in Christ, is present all the power and love and wisdom of God in our midst. Not in some unreachable heaven, but here, on earth, in our church, in our homes, in our world, in our communities. God shows up. When we sing that wonderful carol, O come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel literally translates as God with us. We sing, come, O God, and be with us. And what is it that we see when God shows up in Jesus? We see all the grandeur of God, lived out in a manner that runs counter to so much of what we might understand as powerful or influential in our world, and it can be so easily missed or ignored. Because in Jesus we see gentleness, and we see mercy, and we see humility, and we see grace, and we see kindness in acts of healing, of feeding, of restoring dignity to the brokenhearted and the lost, in proclaiming that it is indeed the lowly and the poor and the weak who are the children of God, for they know and love God in a way that wealth and health and privilege so often get in the way of. So what does that mean for us? It means that we have a saviour from all of this, and we have an example to follow. And that example is very, very simple. Like God in Christ, show up. Show up. And when you show up, act. Act for the hurt and the poor. Act for the sick and the lowly. Act for our Jewish sisters and brothers. On this last note, I cannot express to you how grateful many of the Melbourne Hebrew community, our neighbours on Toorak Road, are to the people of this church for our simple showing up last week at one of their Hanukkah services and being there with our neighbours and being in solidarity with them. It is awfully simple. Show up. And just as Jesus shows up at Christmas, we are called to do the same. We're called to show up for our families, to show up for our community, to show up here in church for our faith, because this is the manner of God. All the way through the Gospels, God in Christ shows up. And when he does, he brings the healing and love and mercy of God into the lives of every person. Every person, no exclusions. That is the great joy of Christmas. And I pray that tonight and tomorrow, and indeed for the whole 12 days of Christmas, this love will fill your heart. So Merry Christmas to each and every one of you and those whom you love. May your hearts and your homes be blessed tonight, and may the peace of God reign this year. And may God give us grace and courage to show up where we are needed for our faith, for our neighbour, and for each other. Amen.